calling whore.
Hello, lovely listeners.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Not Just Tentacles, where I, Rachel, attempt to demystify anime and animation.
And I, Ruth, stay mystified about the anime, but I loves me some animation.
Right, so completely unexpectedly, a mini episode of Hell of a Boss dropped.
Yay.
So this is the first day, or rather yesterday was the first day of Level Up, and it was announced there that in between episodes there's going to be shorts of Hell of a Boss that help build world building. And in this case, it was one about Millie and Sally Mae.
Aww,
woohoo!
Sisters.
So, yeah, our two favourite sisters getting some screen time.
Well, they got some other stuff as well. And also, just in such a small episode, lots of nice puns and intertextual references and parodies and pastiches. Oh, juicy.
So, yeah, the bus dropped Sally Mae off, the RAF bus.
Or RAF, as other people would say.
I say RAF.
Yeah, the rest of the world says RAF.
And because she's a bit stinky from working on the farm, the first thing Millie did was take her sister to a day spa.
Or rather, she said, you smell of hog ass.
And then after a good sniff, she confirmed that, yep, she had a point. And they went to Barthery's day spa. And looking at the water, yeah, That's
Urgibet's Barthery's...
special yeah. stuff. That yeah. was not water. And they also spent some time in Wally Wackford's Emporium and ended up setting it on fire. I think I love the touch of them playing a game where they were killing cherubs. So I think that's a nod to the fact the cherubs are going to be appearing again in a later episode. So that was good.
I also like the VR arcade with the digital chainsaws.
Yeah, so showing that the gals are super violent, but also pretty much evenly matched in that regard. And yeah, poor Wally was left sobbing next to the ruins as they ran off, laughing their heads off. They also got hit on by a sleazy shark. And
so again, a sleazy shark.
A sleazy shark demon, which of course with their previous with Chaz, they were not happy to see, and they ended up annihilating the guy. Well, serves him right. You picked the wrong pair of lasses to sleaze over. So it was full of very fast, very fun character building moments. Just getting to know Sally a bit more, because I think she is going to become a cast regular next season. And obviously Morgana wrote this episode too.
Oh, the lady who plays Sally Mae.
Yeah, that's right. And she's been a huge presence in the Hell of a fandom for some time. She talks to the fans a heck of a lot. And she is just a great addition to the cast, but she brings out a whole new side in Millie. So the lasses are chilling on top of the imp building, which for once has not been blown to smithereens. And we find out at last why Sally was so... well, such a pain in the arse some last time.
Before we do that, though, can we ask, where do the girls get their violence from? Because they are super... I mean, I know it's a parody of where when you get siblings from country backgrounds and everybody's having a fight. I mean, me and my brother, we've sparred.
Yeah, me and my sister, we used to have fist fights too. I think it's because, I mean, they are from RAF to start with, but also...
Right, RAF.
RAF.
Because they aren't from RAF.
Okay, they are from RAF. And doesn't Joe say that the sign of a man is that he can kill somebody with his bare hands? So basically, I think they get it from their dad, to be honest. And the Pain Games is all about violence and celebrating that. So we find out that Sally really misses her sister, and that's why, because she mutters about how Millie doesn't make enough time to stop by and see her. And what did she say? She said that even when Millie last came to visit, she brought the blue blood bird, the dick swinging boss and cupcake husband, I think is what she said about Moxie.
I mean, Moxie, cupcake.
Yeah, he is a dinky little cupcake. And... Blitz is dick swinging as well, so fair criticism.
Hang on, what does dick swinging mean? Is it just when you're being bragging, when you're an absolute bragger, or is it saying he's a player?
Well, he's both, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, but what does it actually mean?
I don't know. Somebody tell us.
Hit Urban Dictionary.
And, I mean, don't forget, didn't he tell Moxie off for calling Joe sir as well? When Moxie was just being polite to his dad lawyer, is like, I'm the only sir here, bucko, or something like that. And it's just like, fuck off. But anyway, so she misses Millie. She misses the fact that so much responsibility has been dumped on her. And sure, she thinks that pride is cool, but she worries that it's just keeping Millie away from them and forgetting where she's from. And I think she realizes that she didn't mean to say any of this. She was like, oops, that slipped out. And I guess Millie is unused to such sincere emotion from her sister, and she is touched, and she does try and reassure her and say that there's always a place for her, for her sister, and she can come up more often now. Because I always assumed, I mean, I know Millie seems to be the older sister, but I always thought that the boys were older too, but I don't know.
Who, boys? They have
several brothers, yeah. But we saw about, maybe there's like three, four of them, I can't remember.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But one of them was helping Sally get rid of a dead body. And that,
oh, yes, I remember now.
Because Sally does seem to be a bit of a serial killer on the quad.
It's been quite a while since season one, hasn't it?
Yeah. And this is why this episode was so needed, because people were saying for ages, oh, Mixie? Millie doesn't have enough...
Millie and Molly? Millie, no.
Molly Millie is Angel's sister. And yeah, we're going to be seeing more of her in Has-Been season two.
Okay.
But anyway...
No, I said meaning Moxie and Millie. What's their ship name?
I think they're just known as M&M, although some M&Ms. People make other things, but they're all hard to say. But yeah, people have often complained that Millie hasn't had enough character development and that the Harvest Moon Festival should be more about her. So I think this was to redress the balance and also just give Sally more of a character introduction other than saying kind of smart one-liners like she did previously. And they, of course, get over this moment by having a little bit of sisterly bonding via the medium of extreme violence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're both pretty beaten up the next time we see them because they're sitting on the sofa, chilling, eating popcorn. And Millie has
just, like, holding hands as well.
Bandage over her eye. And I yelled, Moxie! Like a complete idiot. When Moxie walks in.
And I just sat straight up when Moxie came in.
Yeah, we both have big, stupid grins on our faces. As does Moxie himself, because he's learnt his lesson from unhappy campers. He realizes that he needs to give Millie some space, do what she likes, and spend some quality time with her sister. And yeah, so he is showing signs of being a better person and a better husband. I mean, I would have loved him to say something, but I understand if Richard wasn't available, and also the focus wasn't on him.
It was nice to see the girls contentedly munching their popcorn, watching them.
Yeah, showing.
That's one of the nice things. I mean, I never had a sister, but one of the things I always love when I see my brother, and I'm just sort of like, just sitting next to him, just contentedly eating curry.
Yeah, I like watching, well, in the past, because obviously we're sort of estranged now, but in the past I did used to like watching films, watching shows with my sister and just hanging out. And so
because if you are the younger kids like us, it's special when your older sibling wants time with you.
Yeah, and that is that, isn't it? She just felt like Millie had moved on.
She used to be told to saying, go away, nerd.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, God, but my sister even told me not to speak to her in public when we were at school because I was too embarrassing. So it is special getting some time with your older sibling.
And now, when she wanted time with you to show
off
the baby...
Oh, shush. I was
like,
busy.
I
was
busy.
I was busy and tired. Look, I'm sure we will see her on another occasion.
I've not met her in 20 years.
So this is clearly the first of many such shorts, and it looks like they're going to be great. I can't wait.
Excellent. It says there will be much more coming soon.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Because there's going to be more Level Up. I mean, I don't think they're going to drop the full moon episode, but they might do clips that they might show us some of the famous song.
Just wait. Don't speculate.
And we should be getting some dates about when new episodes are released too. So,
whoa, exciting stuff. Loves me some Helva. Loves me some Has-Been.
I mean, yeah, there's a separate Has-Been panel as well, but that's not going to be our focus. This, of course, being a Helva boss thing. So
just in case anybody else listening out there is a complete nebbish like me and doesn't know their way around Level Up, what is Level Up?
So Level Up is a convention where various fandoms have panels and where they might show clips of upcoming episodes and have the cast and crew talk about what's next, answering questions about characters.
Have there been any cool costumes in the photos?
Oh, I've seen some brilliant ones. So, yeah, people in full cosplay, meeting the characters that their cosplay is based on. And it is just always so awe-inspiring to see how creative and passionate these people are, that they've put all this effort. Like, I saw a very good picture of somebody next to Amir dressed up as Alistair, and he was
going.
So it was very impressive, yeah. It is just lovely, because conventions in the UK are a bit...
smelly.
Aren't they? Well, they, not only are they smelly, but they don't really push the boat out like this. You might have, like, somebody in a T-shirt, but that's it. Well, the American fans, they really do just do the...
I'm going to have to save up to go to a Doctor Who convention or something, aren't I?
I mean, I wish we could go to Level Up. I mean, please... Vivzy and Co, come to the UK. You have a ton of UK fans and we would be delighted to have you and to meet you all.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's going to be more information and we're going to be doing another mini episode about that. So stay tuned for tomorrow and we'll let you know anything else we find out.
What if they don't release any news tomorrow? Do we just wait and say, well, that didn't happen?
It's shortest episode ever. I'm sure they wouldn't do that. I'm a bit apprehensive because obviously I had no idea this short even existed until I've turned Twitter on. So goodness knows what could happen while we're asleep. But
well, you know, it'll be fun.
So I think...
I mean, what's happened so far this week? I think Blitz has been in London because we've had all these crazy wild army horses rummaging through the capital.
Oh, that's true. And in terms of other animation news, we thought they'd pulled the plug on Ruby, but it's in fact they now have a partner that's acquired them. So we thought that the two episodes that are being released today as Ruby Beyond were going to be the last content ever, but nope, that's not the case. But I'm still obviously going to talk about it anyway.
Would that have been just a marketing ploy and going, oh yeah, we'll never be able to make our show again?
I have no idea.
Unless we find a backer.
Whatever the truth is, I'm glad, because I love me some Ruby and I hated the thought of the show just finishing like that without finding, because the film was a bit yeah. And if this all goes towards my dream of seeing Roman Holiday as a film, then all to the good. I can't wait.
Roman Holiday is a film. That's the one.
No,
Audrey Hepburn going, hello darling.
No,
on a bike.
Not the actual Roman Holiday, The one about Neo and how she met Roman. So that it is a fantastic book, and I would love to see that adapted. But anyhow, we've now been speaking for far longer than the short itself, so I think we're better, and also because I need some Pop-Tarts. So until next time, love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter. And on Facebook, our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.